January 22nd. Here we go. January 22nd, 1995. The Whalers host the New Jersey in Hartford's second game of the lockout shortened season. It was the season opener for the Devils. Whalers jumping out quickly with 2 and 47 seconds early on. Robert Kron's one-timer at 6:17 on the man advantage. And Jeff Sanderson's second of the year and on a rebound at 7:04. All the while, Jeff Reese kicked away 16 first-period shots to keep the Devils at bay. To the key, Stefan Richet-Zinger, with 4 seconds left in the period, cut the deficit in half. New Jersey pulled even in the second, 11:57. But thanks to Richet and a key Tom Torski-Kiefen, Bobby Carpenter zapped Reese with a 15-foot drive from the right wing here.
Richet in on the line, a burning slap shot off the left wing, wide the net, 8 minutes left, second period. Devils coming on, and they score! As it's kept in for Bobby Carpenter by Tom Torski for the top of the slot. And Carpenter from the right of the net sliced it in as the Whalers blow a two-goal lead.
The goalkeeping superb the remainder of the way as both Reese and Martin Brodeur played brick wall. Less than 2-2 overtime tie to open up the 48-game sprint. 0-0-2, January 22nd, 1995. This date in Whaler NHL history. Tonight it's round four of the Whalers and Panthers this season at the Mall. Chuck has the floor to preview next when Whaler Magazine continues.